Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560, last hour of the week. Myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Sal Gentile joining us now, co-founder of Friday Health Plans. And Sal, I guess I have a really dumb question, and I know this is just the way it works, but why do we get like one shot a year to do health insurance?
Boy, I wish I could answer that, John, with a clear and concise answer. I think back when they could get the Affordable Care Act passed, the large health insurance carriers wanted to restrict it as much as they could, and so narrowed it down to one buying cycle because that's the way groups buy, and they wanted the business to look like their old group insurance business. But a better answer I don't have. I wish it weren't the case.
And December 15th deadline is approaching quickly. Explain to everybody listening how that works and what we need to do. And just as a side note, 63% of people wish they had different options for health insurance. That's a large number, Sal.
Yeah, it sure is. Well, you know, the exchange where you can go and possibly get some subsidy to offset your health insurance costs will be open through midnight on December 15th. You go to Connect Health Colorado and apply and look for all of the different options. You'll see Friday Health Plans along with a number of other options. You can also, by the way, buy off exchange with the help of a broker who can steer you in the right direction if you don't believe you're going to be subsidy eligible.
Okay. Business owners, what do they have to do and how does that work differently or does it than what you just said?
Well, business owners could have a little more time. They'll usually get closer to the end of the month and generally either working directly with their health plan or through a broker. As long as they make their decision and get the data in on time, it's usually a couple of days before the end of the month. And then they can get all of the cards out so everybody can be enrolled in the health plan for January.
What do you find are some of the biggest complaints people have when it comes to the way the health insurance is done right now?
Yeah, I think the biggest one is cost. And even when it's not about the premium cost, it's about the deductible cost, the copay, and that kind of cost. And then, a very close second we learned, through this sort of COVID pandemic is access. People want more sort of access choices instead of having to show up at a doctor's office in order to get basic things done, like get their prescription renewed or what have you.
Yeah, and by the way, I think for me personally and some of the things that I get and hear feedback-wise, it's the same thing. I mean, basically, Sal, what I continue to hear, and I'm sure you're the same way, is too expensive, not enough choices, and not enough choices during the year, even if you want to make a change. So say you start something now in December, and July you decide you want to make a change in something, you can't. You're stuck with what you did now.
Yeah, that's not always true, John. So the clarity on that is, depending on a life change.
You're right. There has to be, though, a life. But if you're just somebody that wants to make something, if you just want to make a change in insurance in July and you've had no life change, you're stuck, right?
You pretty much are. You may be able to work through that, especially if you can demonstrate continuous coverage. What the system tries to protect against is somebody doesn't have coverage until they find out they're very sick and then they show up for coverage, right?
Right.
And that's not fair for the rest of the policyholders. So generally, as long as you can demonstrate that you've had continuous coverage, you can usually work through the special enrollment period process.
Okay. And for those life changes for folks that are listening, and I know right now it's not as big of an issue because you can apply and away you go anyways, but what are some of those life changes that folks need to know about?
Yeah, change a job, you add a new member to the family. So, certainly any new babies that are born, tend to be the primary ones that we're looking for. If you got married, so you added a new dependent that way, any of those things would be the primary ones.
Okay, so for folks that are listening that maybe with COVID have either, lost their job, they don't have any insurance, or their employment has changed dramatically, and maybe the place of business where they've been is going to drop insurance just because of COVID and those sorts of things. They go to the exchange. Is that the only place they can go to buy insurance, Sal?
It is not the only place, but under that scenario especially, John, I would highly encourage people to go to the exchange because they are likely going to qualify for a subsidy to offset some of that cost, and they will see a great diversity of plans. However, if their financial condition even after that suggests that they won't get one, then they can go off exchange and work with a broker or directly with the health plans at their websites and shows.
All right, perfect. Sal Gentile, I appreciate it very much. How do folks find more about you guys and Friday Health Plans?
Yeah, they can visit us at www.fridayhealthplans.com. Certainly, they can go to Connect for Health Colorado and find us there or see your local insurance broker.
Perfect. Sal, I appreciate it very much. Thank you so much, sir.
You bet. Have a good show.
You too. Have a great weekend. We appreciate it very much. And, yep, health insurance is one of those things that, again, folks, even if you're healthy, you should have it because you just never know what's going to come around the corner and affect your life. And the last thing you want to do is be broke from having a big medical claim, and you want to have good medical care at the same time, especially now with everything going on. American National Insurance is next. Speaking of insurance, this is for your home, auto, life, you name it. Make sure you've got the insurance and that you're properly insured across the board, and Paul can do that for you. 303-662-0789.
Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance will make you financially whole. Losing your home or vehicle in a disaster will leave an emotional impact, no matter how much insurance you buy. But it doesn't need to hurt you financially. John Rush personally knows homeowners who have ended up in bankruptcy because they didn't have proper insurance. Even after their houses were completely destroyed, they still had to make mortgage payments. Imagine trying to find a new place to live while still paying a mortgage on your old house, which no longer exists. The same thing has happened to vehicle owners who continue to make payments on totaled vehicles because they didn't have enough coverage to make them financially whole. The personal insurance agent of John Rush, Paul Leuenberger of American National Insurance, will make sure that even in a disaster, you will be made financially whole. Call 303-662-0789 for the coverage you expect.
Bruce Simmons, he is our reverse mortgage specialist, and if you're somebody that's interested in a reverse mortgage, now would be the time to do so. Give Bruce a call. Find out all the details. Find him at klzradio.com or 303-467-7821.
You don't need it now, but you will need it someday. You're still working, and you're not planning on retiring immediately, but you'd like to have cash available for your future. A reverse mortgage line of credit allows you to convert a portion of the value of your home into tax-free, liquid money available to you at any time, and you don't need to use it right away. KLZ's local reverse mortgage specialist, Bruce Simmons, has been hearing from homeowners 62 years and older who haven't retired yet, but who would like to get a reverse mortgage now while interest rates are still so low. Bruce can help you maximize the amount of money available to you, setting up a line of credit that will continue to grow tax-free until the day you need it. Don't wait until you retire. Plan ahead now so you know you have the money when you need it. Set up a free consultation with Bruce Simmons at klzradio.com/reverse. NMLS 409914. American Liberty Mortgage is an equal housing lender.
If you find yourself in an accident and you need somebody to represent you because things aren't going the way they should, or if you just want some advice on how to handle things, go give Kevin a call today, 303-806-8886. It's fleshlawfirm.com is the website, F-L-E-S-C-H, but best to call 303-806-8886.
You go to the grocery store to buy ice cream and end up with a dislocated shoulder. Personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law has one goal, to make sure you get the medical care you need without worrying about the cost. Your first reaction when you slip and fall tends to be embarrassment and avoidance. You hustle up to get off the floor, tell everyone you're fine, and go home in a hurry. Then, once the adrenaline wears off, you start to realize that you're not fine after all. You end up in the emergency room needing rotator cuff surgery. Suddenly, you're facing upwards of $50,000 in hospital bills, all because of a shopping trip. KLZ's personal injury attorney, Kevin Flesh, will prove the place of business created a dangerous condition, holding them accountable for your medical expenses so you can focus only on getting the treatment you need. Call today for a free, no-obligation consultation, 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
I'm Sean with Franktown Firearms, inviting you to join us for Shooting the Breeze with Franktown Firearms, Saturdays at 2 p.m. on KLZ.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Thank you for joining us today on this Friday edition. And myself, Andy Pate, Charlie Grimes, Let's get back into some COVID stuff, shall we?
All right. So get back to dry timber.
Sure.
Okay. The reason I bring this up is it's so important because people keep throwing around the numbers. And what liberals constantly do, right, they want to make it look like anywhere that you don't have big-time lockdowns, people are just dying like crazy.
Which isn't the case, by the way.
Right. And anywhere where you have big-time lockdowns, people are, well, they're being saved. You're saving lives.
In all reality, too, folks that are listening, those of you especially on the left that listen to us, the reality is it's quite the opposite.
Yes. First of all,
well, look at the data if you don't believe me.
Yeah. First of all, I ran the numbers again this morning. It took a while to tabulate them. Just over 55% of the deaths in America have occurred, you know, COVID deaths. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you believe as well as I do, these aren't really COVID deaths.
I get you.
Okay. But in states that are run by Democrats, okay, and which are much more locked down on average than states that are run by Republicans. And that includes D.C., by the way. So, first of all, the places that are locked down the most, so far, have the most deaths. So that doesn't really work very well. Secondly, the whole dry timber effect, once again, is this. You will always have a percentage of your population that is vulnerable.
Yes.
To a certain virus coming along. In the case of this virus, it has a 99.6% recovery rate. At least that's what we have right now. What does that mean? 0.4% is the timber. That's the timber that's scattered throughout your country, and it's more in some places, less in others. Probably here in Colorado, I'd say it's only 0.3 or 0.2 because we're very healthy. And what happens is the virus moves through. It's like burning through, you know, a wilderness, right?
Right.
And the rocks and the ground, they don't burn, but the trees do. You burn it once, you can't burn it again.
Right.
All right. So it moves through, and you see these things. And early on, when Sweden allowed it to burn through, they had very high death rates, and you had people like our good friend who calls on Mondays, you know, bring that up. And he brought that up over the summer. Look at Sweden. Look at their high death rates. Look at this and that. Okay, now Sweden's death rates have plummeted, far lower than pretty much all of Europe. Why? Because they burned through their timber. Europe is burning through theirs now. Okay, apply this, if you will. I'm going to give you four places. Australia, first of all. Well, there's...
You, and by the way, for those of you that don't know, they had a huge lockdown. Like 90 days, I want to say.
90-day lockdown. Nobody could come in. By the way, you're talking about an island. You can lock it down. You know, we have borders and things. There's no way
it's
we could do
this. It's harder for us to do that, right?
For us to do what Australia did, we'd have to do it for at least a year and total lockdown because we can't shut down the whole country. But even setting that aside, okay, let me ask you this, John. So they don't have COVID now, really, barely. What does that mean with their dry timber?
It's just going to ignite.
It's still there. So the second they re-up their tourism industry, which, by the way, they've destroyed.
Right.
Please tell the people in their tourism industry they're doing fine. They will scream at you. They'll shoot you. Okay. But if you suddenly ramp up tourism again, what's going to happen? They've got all this dry timber there waiting to be lit again. And the idea is, well, they can hold out until you get a vaccine.
Yeah, I was just going to say, please don't tell me about the vaccine because that's not the cure-all either.
Well, if vaccine isn't a cure-all, first of all. But secondly, John, you hold out that long till you get a vaccine, the damage you're causing in so many other areas is incredible. Okay, what about China? We were told that China is doing wonderfully well. Well, why do you think that is?
Well, first of all, you can't believe anything they tell you anyway, so I have
True.
No idea.
And secondly, you have no idea. It was widely known China was covering up how many people were dying.
Sure, they're big fat liars. They're communists.
And I mean not covering up a little bit,
John. A lot.
A lot. Okay, China, this thing has swept through China. Their dry timber has pretty much been burned, okay? So do I think that China has a lot more people who can die from this? No, I don't. And I believe a lot of those who died, they simply got rid of. They Hillary'd them. They, you know what I mean? They got rid of them. Okay, next place. We're told that New York, oh, their numbers are so much better now, John. They're doing better now.
Because they had some of the biggest death rates. Well, they did have the biggest death rates of any place to begin with.
Exactly. Dry timber. They burned it out.
In fact, I believe if there was the tri-state region there or the tri-county region, whatever. I don't know if I'm saying that correct or not. But that whole region had about 55% of all deaths in the U.S. early on.
Right. Them and New Jersey.
Right.
Yeah. And here's the thing. they are still, I think when all is said and done, when we come through this season, they're still going to have much worse numbers than other places because their governor forced COVID patients into nursing homes. And I mean, that actually forced the numbers up, which is really unusual. Okay,
right.
Last place, South Dakota. You know, well, gee, South Dakota's having a lot of deaths right now. And
actually, though, they're not. I looked at that today. They're really not. That's a misconception as well.
For their population, they're up. Okay, for their population right now, they have more deaths per 100 or per 1,000 than we do. And then Colorado. By the way, Colorado, though, is a healthier state than South Dakota. Colorado is going to have less dry timber. But South Dakota is burning through theirs right now because they're letting it go. And here's the thing.
But real quick, just as a side note, when people talk about, you know, the death rate being super high in South Dakota, let's give you actual real numbers. Okay, highest death rate on any day is 53 people.
Right.
Out of the whole state. That's the highest daily number. Their average, I mean, I'll just read some off to you. 36, 42, 50, 0, 20, 18, 5, 6, 2. It's all over the map.
And you understand when you see the 53, that's several days that were accelerated.
So really, when people tell you that South Dakota is super, super high, put that into perspective of the actual number of individuals there that have died. It's not that high, folks.
Exactly. Now, here's what I've been getting to, John. I want you to now look at it from the perspective of an elderly person, an at-risk person.
Mm-hmm.
You are the dry tinder. What is the thing that you want a state to do the most? Do you want them to do like Sweden and South Dakota, or do you want them to do like the rest of Europe and the rest of America, most of the rest, not Florida, where you stretch it out forever? You see, because you can separate people longer and longer and longer, more 6 feet barriers, and I don't think the masks do anything, but you can separate them longer and do things like that. Keep them at home. Don't, you know, work from home online.
That's a great question.
You can drag it out longer and longer and longer. But if you're the dry timber, do you want that, or do you want this thing to flood through society, create the herd immunity, and you can get back to living safely much more quickly? Which do you want?
That's a great question, because when you get to that point, you and your life also know there's many other risks that you're going to encounter on a daily basis as well. So,
right. All of those people have multiple comorbidities.
Typically speaking, you're doing other things that you're looking out for and trying to protect yourself from on a day-to-day basis anyway. So, yes, Andy, I would think that if I were one of those individuals, you would want to try to get things back to normal, quote unquote, as quickly as you could, and stretching out COVID over a year or two, which is basically what we're going to be doing
exactly,
here, is not helping them.
No, they're prisoners, John.
Yeah, they don't like that either.
If you've got these big comorbidities, and I'm talking about the immune deficient, the elderly, the obese,
things,
and so forth, these people are basically prisoners.
Right.
And so what we're trying to do is slow this thing down forever, drag it out.
Right.
And basically shut down the economy, and as we saw in that letter from that teen earlier today, make young people suicidal by shutting down their world when they're not at risk, and do all of that. And what is the end result? We're simply imprisoning the elderly longer.
And folks, and I'm going to read a letter to you guys from Sam's number 3 here in a moment. I did finally find that letter. I had it up on my screen. It's there. I'll read that to you because along the lines of what Andy's talking about, and this is the thing that just chaps my hide the most of all of this, is a couple of things I want to talk about with Governor Polis when we come back, and this particular letter from Sam's number 3. But here's the other reality of everything going on right now. And those of you on the left, shut your yapper, because the reality is this thing is so inconsistent across the board. None of you should be saying anything whatsoever, period, because it's not even being administered fairly across the board by the authorities that are, you know, shutting places down, by the way.
The bottom line, John, is when you give this much power to the government, they will always apply it unevenly, always, 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 always.
One last thing I want to say as well is, and I've been watching, you know, I look at social media, I watch the things going on and so on, and I realize that certain individuals and certain families have been affected by COVID, in some cases, in the reality of more than one person dying in the family. Well, I'm going to say this as nicely as I possibly can. Sometimes things run in the family when it comes to comorbidity.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
So, yes, if you've had one person pass away, it's very possible that you may have another from COVID if that's something that you have going on in your family. And my heart goes out to you, but no offense, I don't want to be locked in my basement because that's a problem in your family.
John, how many times have you had doctors ask you, do you have a history
Every
of cancer
you go in
your,
Andy,
a history of heart disease in your family,
Andy,
a history?
You get that question anymore when you go to the dentist.
Exactly.
Not just the regular doctor, even.
Which, by the way, I don't get. But, you know, setting that aside.
They still ask those questions, to your point.
Right. So, obviously, comorbidities are going to flock more in.
Of course they are.
In families.
Yes, that's the way it works, folks.
But people are so stupid. No, they're so terrified, John. That they will buy literally anything they hear. Oh, two in a family, it must be.
And if I hear one of those families one more time tell me that I need to keep wearing my mask and social distance because that's the cure for COVID, I'm going to shoot myself. Because the reality is, no, it's not. No, it's not.
Can you take me first?
Andy, this is
I've had it.
It's becoming so ridiculous. I'm tired of being preached to and told that's the answer when I know for a fact the data says it's not.
By people who are catching it, like Polis, like Perlmutter.
Crazy. So I'm going to read this letter from Sam's in a moment. I'm going to tell you some other things, other stupid things that our governor said as soon as we come back. Purify Chevrolet, folks. Again, my Corvette's out there. You're welcome to go by and look at it. There's not very many C8s out in the marketplace right now. So if you want to see what one looks like and you're thinking about even buying one or buying another car, stop by, say hi, look at what they've got, look at what's on the used car lot, new car lot, and they would love to help you out. It's Purify Chevrolet. Find them at purifychevrolet.com or 303-659-8311.
Hi, I'm Rolly Purifoy. You know, being in business for six decades in any business is a tough thing to do, especially in today's highly complex and competitive world. As a small business, we certainly have experienced many trying times when there was no clear answer or path to take for survival. The COVID-19 virus for all of us has been the ultimate business disruptor, but once again, we've managed to keep on keeping on, and we are there to serve our many tried and true customers that have depended on us to always be there. We aren't and never will be a big high-flying dealership, but one with honesty and integrity and a culture of doing things right. We appreciate all our customers, many of which have come long distances to do business with us. We are proud of who we are and what we do. Purifoy proud. We certainly need and would appreciate a chance to earn your business, whether it would be for parts or service or if you're in the market for a new or used vehicle. We'd love to be your Chevy dealer. Find us today at purifoychevrolet.com and find new roads.
Eagle Financial, Al Smith, who would love to help you with your end-of-year financial planning. And as we head into 2021, he'll be there for you as well. He'll make sure that you can not only get to retirement, but stay there as well. 303-744-1128 or find him at klzradio.com.
You have the money. Now you need a plan. Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial specializes in retirement planning, teaching you how to preserve your wealth so you have enough money to last. You've already done the heavy lifting by saving diligently all of your adult life, but you still feel uncertain about what your retirement will look like. You have the money, now you need the plan. As a fiduciary advisor, Al Smith will show you how to protect your savings from unnecessary taxes, when to file for Social Security, and how to minimize risk. Unlike a stockbroker who earns a commission every time they buy or sell on your behalf, Golden Eagle Financial offers stable, long-term guidance so you know what to expect for you and your family's future. Visit klzradio.com/money to set up a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith of Golden Eagle Financial. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC-registered investment advisor.
Gino's Auto Service, Gino's with a J, and you can find him at ginosautoservice.com. Anything you need for your vehicle, though, get that thing ready to go. Be ready not only for winter, but as we head into spring even, but as you go over Christmas and a lot of you will travel, make sure your vehicle's in top working order, and Geno's is there for you. 303-794-6700 or again at ginosautoservice.com.
Winter is coming quick, and if there's one thing Geno's knows, it's that a well-maintained vehicle performs and lasts, especially during the harsh and sudden Colorado winter weather. Take advantage of Geno's free multi-point inspection before winter arrives. We'll evaluate your vehicle by looking at your fluid levels, belts, hoses, and filters. Any maintenance or repair work on your vehicle comes with a NAPA Peace of Mind warranty, covering parts and labor for 36 months or 36,000 miles. To make your life simpler, Chino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. Chino's continues to service Larry's Automotive customers through Napa Auto Care, warranting any work you may have had done. If you think your vehicle will benefit from our multi-point inspection, give Chino's a call or go online to schedule an appointment. We're AAA approved and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Stay safe this winter. Stop in or visit us online at chinosautoservice.com. That's Chino's with a J.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Real quick answer for the question of the day. Andy and I both got right. Kit Kats. That is the thing that we parents steal from our kids more than Reese's peanut butter cups.
If we give it to them in the first place.
That's right. So Susan is with us next. Susan, welcome.
Hey, I'm back. I thought I heard Andy say something about at the dentist and asking about heart health, and he didn't quite understand that.
Yeah, did heart health and just health history in general and so on.
Cancer, things like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the pathogens, the bad pathogens in the mouth affect the heart, they affect the lungs, they affect pretty much every major organ.
Gotcha.
And if you have some degree of periodontal disease or / gum disease, then you have bad bacteria in your mouth, just like anywhere else. And there's a lot of research linking, and it's inflammation. And John, you talk about inflammation on your show all of the time.
Yep.
So you're talking about interweaving comorbidities, but I thought people could only die of COVID. And by the way, why does my dentist always ask me how I vote?
Yeah.
Explain that.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully that's after they've given you the injection, right?
Yes.
Well, you know, and seriously, though, and Susan, you would know this, things do run in a family. That's why, again, health providers always ask those questions, because they're trying to get a baseline for where you are, what's your history, what's the history of the family, and so on. Because the reality is, if a family has a history of heart disease or diabetes or asthma or whatever, it's in the genes, right?
Yep, exactly. The mouth is the gateway to the body, and there isn't a cutoff that doesn't allow pathogens from the mouth to affect the rest of the body, and it has a huge impact on systemic health.
Okay, so answer me this, and you're in the healthcare industry, so answer me this, and I've seen this a lot lately on Facebook, where, you know, somebody's had one or two deaths in the family, or they've had two or three people in the hospital, you know, with COVID and so on, and of course they're the first ones to get online and start, you know, preaching at you on Facebook because, you know, you're not doing this or you're not doing that. But yet those same individuals or even other families, Susan, that might have a series of heart problems or cancer or what have you, those same, you know, those families aren't on Facebook preaching about, you know, sugar ingestion and all these other things. So I'm confused as to why I'm getting preached at from COVID people, but I'm not getting preached at from families that have other, you know, comorbidities in their family.
Yeah, that's right.
Am I wrong in my thought process? I mean, I'm not trying to be rude, but why are people preaching at me when my family or I may not have those predispositions of passing away due to COVID?
Right. It's true. Yeah, you're right. You're spot on.
All right. Well, I'm glad you agree with us. I appreciate that. I mean, it's just another voice of reason that, you know, the other people out there listening can hear, because I guess what I'm getting at, Susan, is, you know this, we're not crazy. We're looking at the data. We're looking at the things that are going on. I watch how people wear their masks. I watch what they do with their masks after they've been done wearing them. And I continue to look in the back of my mind and think, this is the biggest, craziest bunch of nonsense I've ever seen in my entire life. People thinking these masks are going to save their lives, when in fact, in some cases, they're making it worse.
Well, they really are. You know, as a healthcare provider in the dental industry, I've worn a mask the majority of my career, you know, 5 days a week. And when I tell you, I went into a place to get a salad to go, and it's one of those where you walk along with them and you pick out your items for your salad.
Right.
And as we're going along, the person helping me reaches up, the mask slips down, they reach up and grab the front part of their mask with their gloved hand that they're using to put my salad items into my salad, and they adjust their mask, and then they go right back in and grab food items.
Susan, I just want you to know it's been really good knowing you.
I mean,
well, I had to tell them. I said, I can't accept a salad. Well, and they didn't understand why, and so I told the manager why. I said, let me ask you, would one of your employees reach up and wipe their nose before COVID if they didn't have a mask on and then continue putting food items into somebody's salad? They wouldn't. But because they have a mask on, they think it's safe. They think it's clean.
Yep.
And it's dirty. It's dirty.
It's dirtier than it would be otherwise.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah, so again, Susan, I guess I'm irritated. I'm not confused anymore. I'm really just more irritated than anything else that we've got so many, you know, we call it the COVID cult. We've got so many people now that are involved in the cult, even healthcare providers. Have people just lost their absolute minds?
Some days I think so.
I'm being very serious when I say that. I mean, have these healthcare providers even, have they lost their absolute minds, or have they just been so brainwashed by politicians into thinking this is somehow going to save lives when, in fact, it's doing the opposite?
Yeah. You know, there's just like anywhere in healthcare, there's people on one side and there's people on the other. I see it. So...
The problem right now is the people that are on the mask side are much more vocal and being heard by media far more than people like you.
Well, the people on the other side are censored online.
Right. They're not even being listened to.
Right. Right. And, you know, there is a fear of people losing jobs speak out. That's a very true thing. If you speak out on certain things, you're at risk.
Yeah, well said. No, good point, Susan. Thank you so much. I appreciate you calling in. Have a great weekend, Susan. Love all you do for us. I appreciate it very much. Thanks for listening, being faithful, and just tuning in and keeping us straight. And Andy, I've known Susan for a very, very, very long time. And I will tell you right now, those of you that are listening, especially those of you on the left that think wearing a mask is by some means going to save the entire population, you couldn't be more wrong.
Oh, my gosh. It is so stupid. It is beyond description. And meanwhile, they won't believe you, the zealots I'm talking, they won't believe you when you tell them the simple impact that masks have on the economy and on spending and on retail.
It's huge. It's so huge.
Oh, John.
Andy, we're killing the economy and jobs and the retail world, especially the restaurant world. I just go down the list. It's just ridiculous.
John. You have you coach businesses, okay? And I don't know if you probably haven't coached any retail ones, but I've been involved in a lot of retail and entertainment.
Well, my automotive is retail, so
okay.
Yes.
And entertainment industry and so forth. And here's the big thing. If the temperature is a couple degrees too low, sales go down. If it's too high, degrees too high, sales go down.
That's right.
If your sales pitch is a little off, sales go down. Everything drives sales down, and suddenly we are muzzling and spacing our customers and making them paranoid and terrified of life, and they don't think that mask is causing sales to go down, and yet they're going down everywhere. So what do they do? John, I talked to them online. They blame everything else under the sun for all the sales going down because they won't accept the mask.
So letter from Sam, or from Sam's number three. To our Sam's number three fans, the city and county of Denver has shut us down for serving four tables with improper airflow on our patio.
Unreal.
To be clear, Sam's had sought guidance in regards to proper airflow. We've actually been pretty good about seeking guidance and trying to be ahead of the curve during the entire pandemic. We take your safety seriously. The city and county stated that the airflow was not compliant with the state's definition, so rather than guide us through the correct way, they shut us down. No warnings, no further guidance, just a ticket and a, hey, you have to shut down. Sam's would like to thank you for so many great years downtown. We hope that one day we may be able to open up again and continue our family's legacy. In the meantime, be kind to one another, be safe, and if you have a minute to do so, call the governor's office, call the mayor's office, and so on. So, you know, just it's just a bunch of nonsense.
It's sick.
Bill in Boulder, what's going on?
Hey, you guys. So the other night you had a guest on, and he mentioned Dr. Jay Bhattacharya. And,
yes.
Love him.
You know, that he's fantastic. And, you know, he's part of that Great Barrington Declaration.
Right.
A couple of the other epidemiologists. So these are people that their whole lives they've devoted to studying how these types of viruses and situations work. And they're out there saying, they're giving very sage advice based on, you know, a career of research. And if you bring that up to the layperson in the street, one of the, you know, somebody wearing the mask, like you were talking about, John, about these people preaching to you and trying to tell you how to be, they will not listen to you.
Nope.
And those, that voice of that, you know, epidemiologist has no credit. It has no merit. And it's almost like, it's almost like we're living in an episode of The Twilight Zone sometimes, where reason and logic, sorry to steal the tagline there.
It's gone.
Bill,
it's completely gone. And again, I like I talked to Susan a moment ago about, you know, you watch people, you know, in these arenas where there are, I say arenas, any place where you've got to wear a mask, from Walgreens to King Supers to Costco to the mall, and you watch what people actually do with these masks. And maybe I'm just more observant, Bill. I don't know. I don't consider myself to be any wiser than anyone else that's out there. But as you just watch and look around at what's going on, I mean, common sense just tells you this is not going to save anyone.
Well, not only that, I mean, I think you touched on a little while ago, and I think in many cases, mask mandates probably actually accelerate infection rates because you're forcing people to touch their face more often.
That's right.
You know, like Susan was saying, the person touched their face with their gloved hand and then wanted to serve her food. And you know, it's insane. I'm like you. I observe people's habits all the time, and I'm watching what they're doing with their hands. And if they touch their face, and then if they want to hand me something with that hand that they just touched their mask with, I'm not going to do it. Or if I have no choice, I'm going to, like, I got my vehicle service last weekend, you know, and it happened a couple times with, you know, the hand, you know, handing back and forth of the key. So I made sure I, you know, washed my hands right away before I did anything else.
Correct. And on the same token, you know, and I like you, Bill, I'm watching all of that. And I mean, it's funny, you know, I'll just use an example. You go to Costco and you can't give them your credit card to scan it. So they have to scan it through the little plexiglass thing, but you get all that done. Of course, meanwhile, they're passing all of your food across the belt, putting it in the box, putting it in the card, doing everything along those lines. They can't touch your credit card, keep in mind. But at the end of the transaction, right, what's the last thing they hand you, Bill, with their hand?
The receipt.
But yet they can't grab your credit card. I mean, the whole thing is just so backwards. We've lost our ever-loving minds.
Guys, it's like
go ahead, Andy.
Here, guys. Anytime the left affects people's thinking on a wide scale like this, what they do is they always get people to shut their ears. Look at oil and gas. You can't talk about oil and gas to a young person, the benefits of oil and gas. They'll think that you hate the planet.
That's a good point.
You know, you can't talk creationism
school. Well said.
Slippery slope. Yeah. You know, it could have started with climate change, and then, you know, we applied it to gender issues and race issues, and now we're dealing with, you know, this pandemic, and where reason and you know, a reasoned dialogue no longer have a place in our society.
Exactly.
That's really a troubling development.
Yeah, we've gotten to very the point so. Where literally what's happened with this is how I see COVID. They finally were able, Bill, Andy, everybody else listening, finally, after all these years, they were finally able to latch on to something that they could get the majority of the masses, even conservatives to a large extent, by the way, to buy into something that they couldn't get bought into on a wide scale basis otherwise. But they finally found something they would, and they have.
They found something to scare us enough quickly.
That's right. And they did it, and they've accomplished that. I'll give them credit. They accomplished it.
Absolutely. Yep. Yeah, I think, you know, we've had this conversation before. I had it back in March, and I was definitely afraid of it before I had it. No comorbidities, thank goodness. And, you know, it's relatively benign. And you said earlier, Charlie, 99.6% of the people make it through almost no problems whatsoever.
Well said.
But up until that point, I was definitely afraid of this. So it's a perfect vehicle to try to, you know, manipulate people and, you know, have reason not apply.
Good stuff, Bill. No, I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. Thanks for the call, as always. Good stuff. We've got to take a break. And Shannon Kitchens is next, folks. Find him at klzradio.com.
The Enchanted Kitchens design team will make your ideas work beautifully. You're ready to move forward with your new kitchen design, but you're already worn out by all of the decisions. You've compared prices, you've collected photos online, but now you need help getting started. Let the Enchanted Kitchens design team take it from here. You could pick out new cabinets and countertops from any home supply store, and someone would probably come to your house one time to measure your space. But the Enchanted Kitchens design team will help you make your ideas work beautifully. That's the difference between trying to handle your own kitchen redesign and hiring the professional team of designers at Enchanted Kitchens. You will have an experienced guide to walk you elegantly through the process. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation at the Enchanted Kitchens Experience Center. Find them now at klzradio.com/kitchens, where magic meets design.
Fordham Interest Mortgage, Kurt Rogers wants to help you with your mortgage needs, whether it's a refi, buying another house, rental property, you name it, Kurt's there to help you. And I say that a lot, but I mean it. He's my guy. He'd love to help you out, and you won't find a more honest broker in town when it comes to that. Self-employed people as well. He'll help you. 720-895-0500.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM, Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
All right, a good shop is next. If you're involved in any kind of an accident, need the vehicle fixed, we've got locations in North Denver to serve you. Commerce City, 2 in North Glen. Go to klzradio.com or 720-541-7697.
After an accident, you just want your vehicle back the way it was as quickly as possible. Before founding a Good Shop Collision Center in North Glen and Commerce City, Al Sturm used to work for some of the big corporate conglomerates, so he has the personal experience to compare the two. Al recently heard from a customer who tried using one of the big corporate shops for some auto body work on his old truck. He waited a month just to get an estimate, only to find out they wouldn't work on older vehicles. At a Good Shop, Al and his team have the autonomy they need to take care of their customers. You don't want your vehicle tied up any longer than necessary. Because a Good Shop has three locations, they can get you in for an estimate faster. Al and his team at a Good Shop are proud to run a certified, independent auto body shop where you're more than just a number. Schedule an estimate now at klzradio.com/collision. Certified collision repair worth referring.
Protect your business while protecting your bottom line. Call 303-423-0162 and the team at GIA will review your small business insurance plans for free. That's 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right. One last thing I want to talk about before we go off air here tonight is the illustrious Polis. The guy is an absolute knucklehead. Headline reads in the Denver Gazette, Polis: Colorado more COVID cautious than many states over Thanksgiving holiday. Cases are leveling out in the state. Governor Polis, it has nothing to do with us doing or not doing something on Thanksgiving because that time has already passed.
Yeah.
I don't get it.
Am I on here?
Yeah, you go ahead.
Oh, okay. There. Yes, I was just saying. Yeah, for crying out loud, we know it's 7 to 10 days. In that time period, you're going to see the results, right? We are now 15 days after Thanksgiving.
Right.
Okay.
And yet you've got knucklehead Polis saying, oh, yeah, you guys did really good over Thanksgiving.
We didn't do anything different. Nobody did anything different except for the paranoid wackos who have been sheltering in place from the start. It's no different at all.
Rick, you're up next.
Hi, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Rick.
I just want to make a mention. This is great stuff that you guys are touching on here. I was went to go over to the Inglewood Rec Center to in Inglewood to work out at noon today, and I called, and I have a medical exemption, and so I called ahead of time to make sure there weren't going to be any hassles. And
right.
The guy said, well, you're going to have to talk to our facility manager, Allison. And I said, okay. And so I talked to her, and she said, well, you know, we're ordered not to let anybody in the building without a mask on. And I said, well, okay, so you're saying since I'm exercising a medical exemption, I'm banned from your facility, correct? And she said, I wouldn't call it a ban. We're just
I would.
Ordered
but then
not
what
to
is
let
it
you.
Then?
It's a ban.
Yeah. And by the way, she just right. violated ADA regulations by doing that.
Yeah.
And you should turn her in, by the way.
HIPAA. Hello. Yeah. Can't even ask you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's interesting is she said, and I've, you know, we've looked at it here and it doesn't violate ADA guidelines or anything like that. And I'm like,
yes, it does.
Yeah. And I thought she didn't know her head from a hole in the ground.
Nope.
And,
no, what they're doing, Rick, is they're continuing to repeat a mantra that folks like Governor Polis have sent out that isn't accurate.
Exactly. Yes, that's right. And I said, well, other facilities, I'm sure, are doing it. And then we debated about that. Well, I looked on South Suburban Parks and Rec at their Goodson Rec Center to go over there. And it says right on there, masks must be worn at all times in the facility with the following exemptions.
There you
and
go.
One of them is, one of it says, medical exemption. And I'm like, this is a freak show.
Yep.
One facility, yep. Rec facility, same activities,
yep.
won't let you in the building if you exercise it. And if you exercise it, Inglewood Parks and Rec won't let you in the building. But then South Suburban will let you in the building.
Yeah, the bottom line, Rick, they didn't want to deal with having to explain to others why you didn't have a mask on. That's why.
Yeah.
And you know what my answer to them is? Too bad. It's the law.
It's the way it works. Rick,
how
thanks.
Can I report? Is there any way I can report that?
Yeah, you can. Yeah, you can report that to the ADA. Go right online to ADA's website, and you can report that. You most definitely can. There's a form. I don't have the website in front of me, but I've looked at it before. And yes, you can report businesses that are in violation of ADA. Sure can.
I'll do that.
And you need to. Rick, thanks. I appreciate it very much. Not that I'm one of those, you know, Karen types that wants to report on every business, but come on, folks, this is getting ridiculous. When you've got a medical condition, you can prove you have one, and they won't let you in the building without a mask on. It's a bunch of garbage, and report them. Period. Done
yep.
deal.
Do it.
All right, Extreme Auto Repair coming up next, folks. $50 off Cooper tires right now if you buy them before the 13th. So it's coming up fast. Get that handled. That's Cooper Tire Rebate. Call them today, 303-841-1071, or find them at klzradio.com.
You never enjoy going to the dealership for maintenance because you always get the runaround. You'd much rather give your business to a local independent shop, but you assume you have to go back to the dealership to maintain your service contract. You bought the vehicle there, so you need to get it maintained there too, right? Wrong! Extreme Auto Repair in Parker will honor almost all service contracts. You pay your deductible just like you would at the dealership, and Extreme Auto Repair does the work. Two-time AAA award-winning Shop of the Year, Extreme Auto Repair in Parker does their best to make your life easier by offering everything you need to maintain your vehicle for as long as you drive it. Fill out the contact form at klzradio.com/extreme to find out whether or not Extreme Auto Repair will honor your dealership service contract. Promises kept.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, folks, that's it for today. We appreciate you listening. If you missed the first hour, catch it next between 6 and 7 p.m. Myself, Andy, and Charlie signing off tomorrow morning. Fix It Radio right at 9 o'clock. We're going to have an LED light specialist on with us. And then I got a lot of stuff going on for Drive Radio as well. The Novus Auto Glass guys are going to join us, plus Josh Goff from Legacy Automotive up in Boulder. So that'll be all tomorrow morning right here on KLZ Radio. But have a great night, folks. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush. Have a great weekend, Andy, Charlie.
Have a great weekend.
See you next week. This is KLZ 560.